experts are back. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Kirby, we talked before the break about a more serious issue that we need to get into. It's great to talk about nature centers, but there is some legislation that is going to be pending in the state of Michigan. And we have with us on the line Jill Fritz, who is the Michigan State Director of the Humane Society of the United States. And she is working on a program involving Daniel, the Miracle Beagle. And Jill, welcome to the show, first of all. And can you tell us a little bit about Daniel and what this program is all about?
Well, Daniel the Miracle Beagle is a dog who survived an attempt at being killed in a gas chamber in an Alabama animal shelter last year. But when the shelter technician opened the door after attempting the gas chamber euthanasia, he found that Daniel was still alive. And so eventually he was adopted out to a new family in New Jersey, and his new owner takes Daniel around the country to promote legislation that will end the use of this inhumane type of euthanasia in shelters.
Okay.
So Daniel, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. And when is Daniel coming to Michigan?
Daniel will be here in Lansing next Thursday, May 10th. At 9 a.m. to do a press conference on the steps of the state capitol building with the authors of legislation we have to ban gas chamber euthanasia here in Michigan. And then the next night, Friday, May 11th, he will be at MSU at the Kellogg Center for a presentation.
Okay. And how big of an issue is this for Michigan? How many shelters are there that are still using this gas for euthanasia?
Currently, there are only 4 animal control shelters that continue to use carbon monoxide chambers to euthanize animals. In several other counties, citizens have banded together to demand that their animal control shelters remove the gas chambers or even just the barrels that a shelter had been using to euthanize animals, and demanded that their county shelters instead start using the more humane and less expensive and safer method of euthanasia by injection instead. But there are still these 4 shelters that are holding out. And so it's very important that we pass statewide legislation to make sure that all shelter pets, no matter what shelter they're in around the state, receive the same humane treatment.
Okay. And why are they holding out? What is the reasoning for it? If it's more humane and less expensive, why wouldn't they choose to go with that program?
You will have to ask them that. We are somewhat baffled by why they are continuing to do this. I mean, not only is gas chamber euthanasia less effective and inefficient and more expensive, it also creates, as you can imagine, a real public image problem. You don't want to be the shelter that's gassing animals. So I don't understand why they are holding out and refusing to make that transition. So we are going to go ahead with legislation that will compel them to do that. And I should add, too, that if they have any concerns about the cost involved in removing the gas chamber and destroying it, and then training their staff to conduct the more humane method of euthanasia by injection, funding is readily available to any shelter to provide for all of those costs. So financial concerns are not an excuse. There is funding readily available to help every shelter in the state make that transition.
Okay. Now, Jill, if some of our listeners are interested in this, besides contacting their lawmakers and expressing their opinions about this, what else can they do in order to facilitate this cause?
Well, I do think that the most important thing they can do is contact their own legislators and ask them to please vote yes for grants bills, SB 423 and 424. They're named after a dog named Grant, who died in a gas chamber in the St. Joseph County Animal Control Shelter a couple of years ago. That county has since removed that shelter due to citizen concerns, but they've removed the gas chamber due to citizen concerns. But Grant was a friendly dog that the local rescue group tried to save, and unfortunately were not able to get a home for him, so he was killed in the gas chamber. So the bills are named Grant's Bills, SB 423 and 424. And the most effective thing that citizens can do is just talk to their legislators and help them to understand that this is a vital concern to all shelter pets around the state, whether or not their own county uses gas chambers in their shelter. They still need to be concerned because pets do move around from shelter to shelter within the state. And even if your own pet is safe and in your home, if he should escape and get out and loses his identification and ends up across county lines, of course, dogs and cats don't know county lines, and they end up in a county that does have a gas chamber in their shelter, they could be in quite dire straits then. So we have to make sure that every shelter in the state utilizes the most humane methods of euthanasia, if that is necessary.
And Jill, has a vote been scheduled for this?
No, sadly. The bills were introduced last spring and were referred to the Senate Agriculture Committee. As of yet, the Agriculture Committee chair has not scheduled a hearing for the bills. So we implore Senator Joseph Hewn, who was the chair of Senate Agriculture, to please do the right thing for Michigan shelter pets and schedule a hearing for those bills as soon as possible.
Okay, fantastic. We've been speaking this morning with Jill Fritz, the Michigan State Director of the Humane Society of the United States. Thank you, Jill, for making our listeners aware of what you're attempting to do.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Kirby, unfortunately, even though your father's not here, we've still run into the same problem we do every week. We just have run out of time. So on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Kirby Proves, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll speak with you again next weekend on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show right here on 1320 WILS. And please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great weekend, everybody.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, questions, suggestions? Email us at mmpets@1320WILS.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/mmpets. Like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/mmpets. You can upload your own pictures and interact with other pet enthusiasts.